Honey.
Welcome. Welcome to another one of these. This one's for Saturday, October 8th. So here's an interesting one we've got. There was a video game that was very strange, and I will tell you why. It was a video game released in 1997, in November, right around my birthday, and it was called Postal. Now, basically, you know, I can sum this up for you. Should we do the Wikipedia, or should we do the, like, let's see. Yeah, we should probably just do that. So here's the deal. It's a shooting game. You run around and shoot stuff. And you're kind of viewing the whole thing from above, right? And you're just sort of this generic dude in a trench coat with a backpack and some guns, right? But here's what's really weird. And I'll read from here. The game follows a schizophrenic man who has been evicted from his home. He believes that the United States Air Force are releasing a poison gas on his town that only he is unaffected by. He fights his way to the Air Force base through various areas. During the progress of the game, a voice in the protagonist's head can be heard taunting his victims. So basically, you're a total nut bar who goes on a fucking killing spree. And you know, each level, this is the thing. This is a video game, and this came out pretty early as far as video games that were horrifying. You know, and like each time you played a level, for example, there would be like a there'd be a different little like journal entry, let's call it. I'm trying to think of like the words here. There'd be like a journal entry that said weird fucked up shit like, you know, the earth hungers and it thirsts as well, dot, dot, dot. And it's got the date or something. I'm going to just start. This is like someone playing the game. I don't think they're talking or anything like that. So I'm going to just start this video. Postal is intended for mature audiences. Get a warning. And you get this menu that looks basically like you're just viewing something in hell. And it's a guy standing in amongst a bunch of skulls, and there's like a screaming mouth, and it says Postal. And then it turns dark red, and then you have the option to start, options, or exit, and a bullet next to him. So you just go into that single-player mode. Okay, home. 10-17-97. The Earth is hungry. Its heart throbs and demands cleansing. The Earth is also thirsty, dot, dot, dot. So this is the first level, and there's like, you know, scary face and all this. So you start off in kind of what looks like a shitty suburbia. In front of a house, there's a snowman, and there are some cop cars already out front. Run in the backyard, pick up some guns and stuff. And, you know, you're kind of just running around, and, you know, here come the cops, I guess. And now you're just shooting them. You know. And basically your goal in this is to, you know, right now there's, okay, 18 people in the town, and it tells you how many people are left. So you've got 16 left at this point. And in this particular instance, they are all hostile, right? They're all seen as hostiles. I think they may be listed always as hostiles, but I'm not totally sure. Right now there's a guy crawling around the ground, bleeding, and then he just finished him off. Now, sometimes there are these annoying noises, like this siren that seems to be half-assedly going on and off. So let's just skip to the second level, the truck stop, if we can. I want to see, like, read these journal... Because these journal entries are super fucked up. Like, this is a crazy-ass game, I will tell you. So, you know, calling for help, and then you shoot them. The truck stop. 10-17-97. Blessed are the meek, for they make easy targets. And it shows this alley with a bunch of bodies in it. And, you know, it's like this weird swirling vision of an alley with a bunch of bodies in it. And so then, you know, it's kind of the same thing, right? Population 24. You must kill 78% of the hostiles. There are 20 hostiles and 23 people left. So there are three, I guess, non-hostiles. shows a kill percent. Like, this guy was running by, but he was just running away. So I don't think he counted as a hostile. He was just some fucking guy that it was like, also kill this guy, how about? So basically, it's a game that's like not super remarkable in a lot of ways, except that you're kind of, you know, rather than killing aliens or, I don't know, evil robots, or rather than killing bad guys even, or even like, they made sequels to the game, right? And it was dark as hell, but it was more fun. This game is not, like, fun. There's not, like, a, you know, the next level is Parade of Disasters, and this is the one I really remembered. 10-18-97, A Glorious Symphony of Slaughter. 76 tromboners led the death parade. And you were just, like, killing people, and clearly not supposed to be killing people, right? Like, it was clearly, like, the character you were was fucking crazy. This stage I remember quite well, because basically it starts off, there's a huge parade, and you kind of choose how you're going to first attack. Like, you can walk around and no one's trying to kill you right away, really. And there's a marching band. Now, I usually choose to throw a Molotov cocktail into the center of the parade, but this guy seems to be just kind of letting the parade go by, which I find shocking. So, you know, there's 82 people in this level, and 40-some hostiles. So basically, it's only half hostiles. The rest are just, you know, innocent victims. And, you know, you keep, like, going along in this game. Here's and, like, a bunch of people are crawling on the ground because they're dying but not dead. Like, this is common. 4 out of 5 people that he just shot down are still moving. Just kill me now, they say. Let me pull you up. And also, as you play, there are quotes that are happening, which I think were mistaken for being things the guy was saying, but actually this is supposed to be what he's hearing in his head.
Nothing like the smell of burning government cheese in the morning. Listen, can you hear the property values going up? Gotta love welfare reform. Do it quietly. Wouldn't want to wake up the neighborhood, would ya? You maniacs, you blew it up. Oh, wait, that was me. You should remain still when injured. Here, let me help you. What a mess. We can't have anything nice. What? You're pinned down? Let me help. Shake it up, baby. Wow, this grenade works great. I'll see you in hell.
So this is the kind of thing you'd hear this from time to time, but, like, I guess this was supposed to be happening in his head as well. Like, the guy is totally deranged. Let's skip to the ending. The last level is the elementary school, 10-23-97, so it's been like a 5-day rampage. The hive has been cleansed. The source of the corruption has been corked, laid in a body bag, and dragged to the outskirts of existence, .. So this level was probably the strangest, because you're like expecting another level, and by this time, I think you've played, like, I don't know, a dozen levels, right? That are all kind of the same, and you're just killing people, and you're kind of like, all right. Once you get far enough in a game, it just becomes a game. And it's not, you're not really thinking about, like, I'm shooting stuff. You're just mostly like, okay, here we go. I have an objective, and I'll complete it. So now this, you know, we're still reading the journal entry here. Okay. So this opens on a playground where there's a bunch of kids. They all look exactly the same, playing around on a playground. And you, as the postal guy, are like running up to the playground. Now, I remember playing this and thinking, this is pretty fucked up, right? Like, I'm going to just shoot all these kids. So you run over to the playground and, you know, like, he's launching these grenades and stuff. And the kids are just standing in the flames, totally unaffected. Like, he's shooting missiles and they just pass right through them. He's shooting a machine gun and nothing's happening. He's just shooting like crazy. And the kids are just like walking around like nothing is happening. And this is what it sounds like. Okay, then he collapses on the ground and his vision gets all wobbly and shit. And then continues to be wobbly. Doesn't improve, if you can believe it. Now, cut to, it's all black. Now I'm seeing a, like, door with these huge bars across it. It's all dark red.
Population pressure and the
Okay, population pressure and the stress of modern life may cause an increase in violent tendencies. Now we're looking inside the door, and it's a guy who's chained to the wall, like, his arms are chained to opposite sides of the room.
Increase in violent tendencies.
The urban environment is the incubator for all sorts of undesirable behaviors. However much his atrocities disgust us, he may actually consider himself a hero. This is common among those who are referred to by the popular slang, going postal. And he's just like in this insane asylum, basically. In his tortured mind, he may feel he was battling against impossible odds. It is not unusual for some individuals to believe that the entire fate of the world rests with them. In the end, our subject displays all the classic symptoms of a paranoid delusional. We may never know exactly what set him off, but rest assured we will have plenty of time to study him. And then you get the credits. This is how this video game ends. Which is just, like, fascinating, right? Like, isn't that fucking crazy? I certainly did not expect that that's what we would see. Or, you know, when I was playing this game, and you're, like, trying to shoot, you're like, I think they tricked me, because I was trying to shoot a bunch of little kids, and then I collapsed on a thing and woke up in an insane place, and they're like, he may think he's a hero. But then you also, because so many games and things work this way, right? You're like, was he wrong, or was he right? Like, Is in the world of this game, was there some secret gas that was killing everyone, or was this guy just fucking crazy? I mean, there's nothing to really make you think that he's correct, right? It just seems very insane. And also, I guess you do kill innocent people, and that does not hurt your score or anything like that. But my favorite part of the game Postal, other than being one of the few games I somehow finished, because I feel like it wasn't that hard. It was mostly about, like, can you go through with it? And, you know, like, the ending does make it feel like you've been tricked. Because you're like, you just walk around. You can't not shoot at these kids, right? And finish the game. And so I think it's like, they sort of are, I can't believe you're going to shoot those kids. What the fuck, man? And you're like, ah, I thought I had to. No, that's not fair. But my favorite part of the game is that, you know, irresponsible parenting to the rescue. Dad totally bought us this game. My dad bought this game for us, and we were playing it, I kid you not, in a stroke of coincidence that only happens on TV, where they turn on the news and exactly what's going on shows up on the TV. He buys the game, and that same day they have a news report about this new violent video game, Postal, that might be taking things too far. And he's like, isn't that the game I bought you guys today? And we're like, yes. And he's like, huh. You know, no talk about, like, taking it away or anything like that. He was just like, okay. You know, just curious. Probably drunk. So there you go. That's Postal. That's the most horrifying video game I remember playing.
Ha 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 ha